2 weeks ago, on the third Sunday of Lent, I asked you to think about a time when you were really, really thirsty, so that you could identify with the Samaritan woman's thirst for Jesus. And I shared with you about the first time I was in the hospital and really, really thirsty. The nurse would only give me ice chips to quench my thirst. Last week, on the fourth Sunday of Lent, I asked you to think about a time when you were in total darkness so that you could identify with the original darkness of the man who was blind from his mother's womb. And I shared with you about the time that they shut off all the flashlights in Mystery Cave and plunged us spelunkers into complete darkness. This week, what experience should I ask you to reflect upon? I'm kind of in trouble this week, aren't I? I asked you to reflect on being thirsty. I asked you to reflect on total darkness. So this week, have you ever been dead and come back to life? Maybe you have. Maybe you've had what some people have called a near-death experience. I'm really surprised at the number of people who have had such near-death experiences. There's lots of books and articles written about these near-death experiences. They say similar things, too, don't they? They see a bright light at the end of a tunnel, perhaps, and they see themselves hovering over their body as doctors and nurses are working on them, and then they flatline, and they're dead for 9 minutes, 12 minutes, 15 minutes. And the doctor or the coroner pronounces them dead, and then they come back to life. Have you ever had an experience where you were dead and came back to life? Our friend Lazarus does not have a near-death experience. He has a real death experience. Lazarus has been dead for 4 days. Not 9 minutes, not 12 minutes, not 15 minutes. 4 days. The funeral is over. He is dead and buried. He has been dead so long that his sister Martha tells Jesus that his body has already started to stink. 4 days he's been dead, and Jesus Christ, the resurrection and the life, raises him from the dead and gives Lazarus new life. Have you ever had an experience of coming back to life? Maybe not in your body, but maybe in your soul. Maybe in your soul. Let's say a long time ago you were in a codependent, abusive relationship. But then through the grace of God, you were able to break free from that relationship. And it was like coming out of the tomb. And you had new life in you. Or maybe a long time ago you were suffering because of an addiction, suffering from an addiction to pornography or alcohol or food or gambling. And then because of the grace of God and the help of some people who really loved you, you were able to break free from that addiction. And it was like coming out of the tomb. You were a new person with new life. Or maybe you've been away from the Catholic Church for a long, long time. And you were away from God even. But then you came back. And it was like new life in your body again. Or maybe you at one point in your life were struggling with anger or resentment or bitterness or revenge. Maybe sometime in your life you had a difficult time forgiving somebody in your life, like your father or your mother or your brother. But then through the grace of God, you were able to forgive and let go of the anger and the resentment. And wow, it was like coming out of the tomb and you were a new person filled with new life. Jesus can bring you back to life. Only Jesus can revive you after 4 days or 4 months or 4 years. That's his specialty. Jesus is a specialist in bringing dead people back to life because he is the resurrection and the life. I don't think it is an accident that the confessional boxes in our church are like the tomb of Lazarus. I don't think that's an accident. I don't think that our confessionals, it's an accident. I don't think it's an accident that our confessionals are like tombs. Because the person in the confessional is dead because of sin. Either partially dead because of venial sin or completely dead because of a mortal sin. The person in the confessional is dead. But then, after the absolution, and they open that door and come out into the light, you're like Lazarus, coming out of the tomb into new life. And the Lord Jesus says to every person in confession who comes out of that dark tomb of death, says your name, whatever it is, Lazarus or Peter, Paul, Mary, Anne, come out. Untie him and let him go free.